All right, listen, this is a true story, by the way. There's been mixed reaction to the landmark constitutional court ruling that makes it illegal for parents to spank their children. Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng, if it's good you say it twice,
yes,
stressed that expunging the law that allows reasonable and moderate corporate punishment is meant to ensure that children are free from all forms of violence. Justice Mokgweng delivered the apex court's unanimous ruling yesterday that effectively outlaws spanking of children by their parents. The Chief Justice pointed out that parents' entitlement to discipline children moderately and reasonably has been used as an escape route from prosecution or conviction. The case reached the Constitutional Court as a result of a Johannesburg father who attempted to invoke the common law defense of reasonable and moderate discipline, although he smacked and kicked his son for allegedly watching porn. The father claims he was disciplining his son. The man had also assaulted the boy's mother during the violence. Now, look at this. This is chalk and cheese. You can't compare someone who is a woman beater and who's an all-right abuser and then take away our rights from disciplining children.
But one might argue and say, kids have rights, you know? One might argue and say that, you know? And you know how kids are these days.
Oh, you have rights.
They are so informed.
Oh, you have rights.
In whose house do you...
No, yes, Kia, thank you. Whose bills are you paying to earn these rights?
You know, I read a comment from one of my colleagues at work, at school. So she was like, with her dad, when this whole thing came out, the dad was like, okay, this is simple. Took her by the hand, took her to the gate, took her outside of the gate, and said, this is where the rights end. As soon as you walk in, the rights are
This
over.
Is the dictatorship here.
Why is government involved in my household?
Look, I'm all for, you know, people who overstep the boundary and beat their children. Absolutely. Those are psychopaths. That's not discipline. Mm-hmm. That is just you losing your mind and you going crazy. You beating your partner, that's completely unacceptable. But you cannot tell me that I'm not allowed to install at least a moderate amount of discipline to keep you in line.
Yeah, true.
Marshall, you grew up with the discipline keeping you in line, right?
Yeah, I got
spoons,
a whipping.
Chairs, plastic spoons,
everything.
Belts.
Whatever is near my mother. Like,
oh, wow.
She would throw
How
it.
Bad were you as a kid?
I wasn't bad. I wasn't that bad, but I had my moment. I was stubborn. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm so stubborn.
So did she beat the stubbornness out of you?
It's still there. It's still there.
But there's respect now, right?
Yeah, there's respect now.
Exactly. That's the thing.
Back then, I was so disrespectful. I would even swear at her.
Oh, what?
That's how I got the chairs thrown at me.
Wow. I kind of feel like Michelle and that girl we once saw on Mzansi Magic, the one who said I did the things to the past that cannot bring them back. I feel like they could have been friends.
Yeah, that was me back then. I was horrible. I was bad.
Okay, I was bad,
but
I was...
bad.
I was never that bad. I mean, I was bad to the point where I didn't want to study and I was lazy. And I remember the one year, like, I went with my mom to go get my report. And then my principal was like, oh, you got your report. Let's see how well you did. He opened it and it was like 30, 40, 30, 30, 40. But it was a pass nonetheless. Like, it was a pass. It was an acceptable pass. I got enough to pass. And then he says, this is unacceptable. He says, your mom's spending so much money to have you here. This is unacceptable and we know you can do better.
Yeah.
So he asked in front of my mom, he's like, can you give me consent that we put him in line? And I promise you within the first term there'll be results. And they put me in line.
Mm-hmm.
He met with me and he says to me, look, it's simple. You either study and you raise your marks to 60%, or you get a clap.
Yeah.
And I thought he was playing, and I was like, hey, who's going to clap me? And first cycle test came out, and I got the usual 40, and I got a clap.
Mm.
And then the next test came out, and I got another 40, and then I got a clap. And I realized I was not going to win here.
Yeah.
So then I thought, you know what, it would be easier to just study and get the results. And within term two, I was up to 60%. And then he says, wow, well, that means we can push it up to 70.
Yeah, wow.
So it just goes to show, like, you know, each child is different. But I don't feel like it's right for, you know, the Constitutional Court to now get involved. Now, what happens if your child swears at you and then brings an older lover home?
Ooh.
You at the corner.
Apparently, it has to be reasonable. If it's reasonable hitting or whatever you want to call it, then it's acceptable.
Well, you'll never hear the child in JNJ. There's always a reason.
No, but like in the sense that you're not hitting them to death or hitting them to scar them. You're literally just hitting for the sake of discipline. Then it's allowed. So they're not saying do not, but they're saying be reasonable with it.
We have fun.
But you know children, how yeah. they exaggerate things.
There's no reasonability. Is reasonability a word? There's no reasonableness.
No.
I mean, unless your child is a rugby player, then I would say yes. Then we'll know what its reasonability. If your child is a soccer player, the theatrics and the acting that'll go into a slight touch, the rolling on the floor.
I feel like I'd be that mom that when my child goes to the police and complains, literally you can take him or her.
Yeah,
I'm done.
You'll pack the bags even nicely.
Go and live your rights with the police.
Here's your birth certificate. There's your primary school. I did well in math certificate. Yeah. You can include that in your CV and have a good life.
But let's be honest, we cannot take, well, we can take it seriously, yes, but come on, we are within that. How are they going to control it?
They won't. They can't even control
women abuse. Your child is
going
to run to the cops. Your child's going to run to the cops. Hey. Now, trust me, you know how manipulative children are, and we all know. Mm. They're also going to start a hashtag, am I next? Mm. Watch. They're going to start a hashtag, am I next? My dad, who's a broadcaster, Marshall, beats me.
Especially the screw.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your child
in fact, one of my friends shared this on Instagram, by the way, with the spanking ruling. She said, "I'll still do it. Arrest me." The saying goes that it's easier to build a strong man woman than to fix a broken one. The Constitution won't even be there to help us fix one when they're broken. So they can go jump. Of course, it's difficult if there's a difference between spanking and abuse.
Hmm.
But that's the thing. I mean, but Kia, you made a very valid point. If they can't even stop woman abuse.
Yeah.
And they can't stop rape and so on and so forth. Now you're going to tell us how we must raise our kids.
Yeah.
Hmm.
One but day then it's very complicated because there's a thin line to it. You don't spank, the kids are messed up. You spank, they turn into abusive people.
No.
Some of them do.
Nick and I are not abusive. There's a
difference between a different type of hitting. You and Nick will probably not hit that way. Some people just contain their anger to that extent to where they take it out to other people physically.
But
it's been psychologically proven.
But we are talking about spanking here. We're not talking about abuse, like proper hitting and bruises and everything.
Because I think, because there's a fine line between you discipline a child and then
try to kill a child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like if a child misbehaves, you give them a smack on the butt. You don't hit them on the head.
Sure.
Ooh, true.
And even sometimes when you give them the smack on the butt because they're wearing a nappy, it has that sound it sounds loud and it frightens them.
True.
But really there is no pain because you're smacking a nappy.
True.
Now if you start, I mean, with this father here, he went and he beat his wife and then he kicked the child for watching porn.
How can you control someone when it comes to porn at the same time? Come on.
No, and that's, I mean, the kicking and stuff, that I agree was completely out of bound. But, I mean, him watching porn, are we really that backwards now? Like, I'm not endorsing it, but I'm just saying, like, kid is curious, right?
Exactly.
And here's the thing, and I bet you 99% of the time I'm right, that this dad did not have a sex talk with his son.
Yeah.
Obviously.
True. But he did not have the birds and the bees discussion.
Shame, man. He's a black father now. Usually we don't.
Oh, he's a black father.
You think white parents do that?
Yeah. You didn't get the talk.
No, I didn't get the talk.
You explored alone.
You guys learned about the birds and
Marshall,
the bees.
Yes, Marshall, did you get the talk?
Yes.
Really?
I got the talk. But not from my parents, from my aunt.
Well, I got the talk from school.
Yeah, me too.
We got the talk from school. They showed us diagrams. They said to us this
the
is
the one at school is a bit lukewarm.
Oh.
They said to us that this will start changing. Except for
nervous?
The Caucasians, it generally stays the same, so you're not gifted. Everybody else, there's massive changes.
Changes.
All right, we'll find out what's happening on the back pages of the Daily Sun next. There's plenty to chat about with the sport as well.